Well, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a brief commentary that we're doing on the subject of abortion, including the thoughts of rape, incest, and a mother's health. I would like to read in the book of Romans, in chapter 13, verse 8 and 9. We find here in this text, "Owe no man anything, but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Heavenly Father, we do ask your blessings upon the reading of Holy Scripture. We do ask your blessings and guidance at this time as we discuss this important subject, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, this is Saturday, June the 8th, 2019. And this is just a brief commentary on the subject of abortion. And basically, I want to focus in on rape, incest, and the mother's health. Now, as we come to this subject, I want you to keep in mind that we have many messages along this line. We have preached already two this year on the subject of abortion and innocent blood and things of that nature. And so we have full-length sermons on this particular subject. This is just a brief commentary considering the subject of rape, incest, and a mother's health. Now, in Alabama, about 3 weeks ago, there was a law passed concerning abortion. This was in May 2019. And it basically banned abortion in this state, including rape and incest. The only exception in this law that was passed would be the mother's health. Now, this has caused a lot of controversy and a lot of discussion, not only among the lost, but even among Christian people. I've had several people ask me, well, what about rape? What about incest? And what about the mother's health? First of all, let us consider the verses we just read in Romans chapter 13. Clearly, in verse 9, we see here that the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Now, abortion is murder. Abortion is killing, no matter how you look at it. Look at it from a biblical point of view, a scientific point of view, a medical point of view. Abortion is murder, period. It is the killing of the unborn child. It is the killing of an innocent child. So that's clear in the Holy Bible. In Matthew 19 and verse 18, Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, as we just read here in this passage. We know that the Lord over and over in Scripture, and especially here in Romans 12, 19, he says, vengeance is mine. We are never to take vengeance into our own hands. We know that in the Scripture that the murderer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I think this is clear, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, 10, 11, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5, Ephesians 5, Colossians 3, and Revelation chapter 21 and in verse 8. The murderer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Abortion is murder. When abortion is done, somebody is committing a murder. In Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So clearly in the scripture, we find that murder is forbidden. We find that the murderer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And clearly, abortion is murder. So the debate on this subject has to be from the Holy Scripture and not from somebody's circumstance. Now, I want you to think about what I just said. Do we punish a young child, a young baby in its mother's womb because of the sin of someone else? Now, this is something we've got to think about. You see, when we talk about abortion, we talk about rape, we talk about incest, we talk about a mother's health, we can get into 1,000 different circumstances. As a matter of fact, we could get into thousands of different circumstances. But our debate on this subject must be from the Holy Scripture and not from anybody's particular circumstance. Now, when we look at this subject, let's just consider rape for just a moment. Think about rape, or even incest. In the subject of rape, again, do we punish the child? I mean, looking at this from a biblical point of view, do we punish the child? You see, there's three people involved when we come to a rape and a child to conceive. You've got the mother. Now, the mother has been violated, and rape or incest is a horrible thing. No one should ever have to go through that tragedy. It's a horrible thing. So we find that the mother is innocent. The mother that has been raped, she has been violated. This is very wrong. It's not only contrary to Scripture, it's contrary to our laws. But she is not to be punished because she's been raped. So she is innocent. She has been violated. And again, this is a very horrible tragedy that she had to go through and has to live with. But she is not to be punished. So the second person we have involved here is the baby. The baby that is conceived. The baby is also innocent. Just as the mother is innocent, the baby is innocent. The baby is not the aggressor or the criminal here in this case. The child should not lose its right to life because of the sin of a father or a mother. So we have the mother that is innocent, that's went through this horrible, tragic event in her life. She is innocent. She should not be punished. The baby is very, very innocent in this. And again, the child should not lose its right to life in this case because of the father, who is a rapist. Let's come to the third person, and that is the rapist. He is the guilty one. If anyone should be punished, it should be the rapist. He's the one that should be prosecuted. He's the one that should be brought before the judge. He is the one that should be dealt with. You see, we have two innocent parties here and one guilty. The mother and the baby are innocent. But we have here the rapist, the guilty one, is the one that should be punished. Now again, there's thousands of circumstances when it comes to rape, incest, or a mother's health. I have two friends. I know two different people who have been raped. I know of others, but two in particular that I could give you an example. One of these, and I'll not give their names, but I know these, both of these ladies very well. One of these ladies was raped at 16 years of age. Her parents wanted her to have an abortion. They actually blamed her in this and said that the person did not rape her until he had raped somebody else a year or so later. She did not have an abortion. She was 16 years of age. She was raped. She did not have an abortion. She had the child. It was a boy. This boy now is a young man. He's in his 30s. He's serving the Lord. He is involved in ministry in a church. I've spoken with this lady many times over the past 15 years. Another lady I know, she was also raped at 16 years of age. And there are those in her family wanted her to have an abortion because some of them had had an abortion as well for various reasons, but they wanted her to have an abortion. And she was not believed either. She was raped by a neighbor. Well, she had the baby. And it was a little girl, and this baby is now, I believe, 30, 31 years of age and is loved by her mother, and she loves her mother. Now, I give these two circumstances because when we start looking at this subject, we don't argue from circumstances, but most people will bring circumstances into the picture. And I realize these are tragic things. Rape, incest is a very tragic thing. But I gave you two examples or two illustrations of two people at 16 years of age, two young girls that were single, that were unmarried at 16 years of age, that was raped, who did not kill the baby. And both of these children that were born are now in their early 30s. And both of these mothers are thankful that they did not give up these children or have an abortion. So again, we could talk about circumstances. I have many situations, circumstances like this that I could give you that I know personally or either I've read about. But they did not kill the baby. The baby is innocent as the mother is innocent, and the baby has the right to live as the mother has the right to live. If anyone is to be punished, we know that it is the person that had raped. Now also, when we think about a mother's health, obviously we are concerned about a mother's health. We know that in Genesis 35, verse 16 through 20, one of Jacob's wives, Rachel, she actually died in childbirth. She was in hard labor. And it says, in this hard labor, the midwife said that she told Rachel, "You shall have a son." And she and her husband named the son. He's called Benjamin. We read about him throughout the entire scripture. She did die as she had this baby. She named the child before she died, and she was buried in Bethlehem. Have a man in my church that is 69 years of age. When he was 18 months old, his mother died in childbirth. Again, these are tragic things to a family, to children, to a husband. These are tragic things. We see where Jacob wept over Rachel. And again, we understand the pain and the sorrow and the hurt that goes into this. But again, when it comes to a mother's health, why not try to save both the mother and the baby? Do everything that can be done to save both, but to take neither life. So I just want to leave this with you today. Again, this is a short commentary, and I could give more scripture. I could give more illustrations. Again, everybody's coming saying, well, this is my circumstance, and this over here is the other circumstance, and you don't know my situation, and you don't understand all that was involved. That is true. We do not understand everyone's circumstance because everyone's situation is different. But I simply gave you two or three examples, well, four examples, one from the scripture and three from people that I know when it comes to a mother's health, when it comes to rape and so forth, and even incest. I could give some examples here, but what I am saying is that because a crime has been committed and a violation against a young woman is a horrible thing, but do we commit another crime because a crime has been committed? Because someone has raped someone else, do we kill an innocent baby? You see, that's the question that we must ask, and we must not debate this from circumstances and situations. We must debate this subject from Holy Scripture. Because as we come through the Scripture, we can look in many places. In Jeremiah 1, with Jeremiah the prophet, he was a babe inside his mother's womb. We find that in the New Testament, in the first few chapters of Matthew, in the first few chapters of Luke, we find the story of John the Baptist in his mother's womb. He leaped for joy in hearing about the Savior being conceived. And again, we have Mary carrying the Lord Jesus in her womb. He is a babe. They're referred to as babes, children, infants, the unborn, the innocent child that is in the mother's womb. So when we come to this subject of abortion, we are not to start looking at circumstances or situations or my story or this story or her story. We are to look from Holy Scripture, even when it comes to rape, incest, and a mother's health. We need to look at Scripture, and we need to see what God has said. Life is precious. Life is very precious. And the womb in America is the most dangerous place. Still to this day, about 1 million unborn children die every year in America. This has been as high as 1.5 million, but still close to 1 million die in the mother's womb. It's a very dangerous place in America. So I hear people say, and I hear even Christians say, I hear even secular talk show host or even political individuals like in Congress or presidents or whatever say, well, I am against abortion except for the case of rape, incest, or mother's health. Again, that baby is innocent. And it's not the aggressor, it's not the criminal. The child should not lose its right to life because of the sin of a father or a mother or anyone else. Again, as we look into Holy Scripture, the murderer shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Abortion is murder. It is murder. It's clear from the Holy Scripture, and I think it's really clear from the medical profession, and also the scientific community. So I'm going to leave this with you. This is, again, just a short commentary on this subject, speaking of abortion, rape, incest, and a mother's health. We could, again, we could spend an hour going through other scripture. We could spend an hour going through other circumstances and situations and stories and testimonies. I could sit here for 45 minutes and just give you testimonies of stories of people that I know, not counting those I have read in a book, or somebody has given testimony through an email or whatever, but I can give you many stories that I know personally. Well, I want to thank you for listening to this commentary today, and hope that it is a help and that it is a blessing. Let us always go to Holy Scripture and let God's Word be our final authority on every subject. Well, until next time, God bless you and have a good day.